This is the Fantasy Football Tank Podcast with Mark Denton, Wablo, and here's your host, Alfredo Brown.
Singing our intro song.
With Wablo.
Wablo Mato.
Very breathy.
And welcome to the hangover episode of the Fantasy Football Tank Podcast, going into week 9 here. Denton, you were two hours late for the show. You look disheveled.
All that matters is that I'm here and ready to rock and roll. Let's do this.
Yeah, that was very white of you.
I had to get my serious face on.
Net. Oh, man. All right. So, Alfredo Brown here with Pablo Martinez, Mark Denton, the DFS dude that has his hat almost covering his eyebrows.
The dudes.
It's awesome. Just going to continue to tell you guys who we are as the Fantasy Football Tank. For those of you listening in for the first time, you probably picked a really awful episode to listen in for the first time, because this is going to be just an ugly, disorderly episode. But the Fantasy Football Tank, what we are is three friends that have been in a fantasy football league for a while now. And listen, this is what we do every week on our own. We just talk about fantasy football, ask each other questions about trades and who to start, who to sit, who to pick up. And we never actually did that out loud because we were worried about our own league. And so now we actually get to sit down here with these mics once a week and put our infinite wisdom and everything that we know, which is a lot.
You're welcome.
Yeah. You're welcome. You listening. Hi, Mom. And, you know, just get that out to everybody. So we have some good, well thought out reasoning for everything. And we bring those numbers to you. Now, we're going to give you a little bit of everything today. We're going to go through our ranks. We're going to give you some good DFS plays. We're even going to be telling you, you know, who do we think are the guys that are just going to be the absolute top scorers out there, guys you can bench. And we're going to go position by position. But first, let's throw it back to Thursday. So the 49ers in Arizona take on the Cardinals on a Halloween matchup.
Spooky.
So scary. Paulo, that was a great ghost sound.
That was amazing. Sound.
Wow. Thank you. Do you practice that?
Felt inspired.
Can we get it one more time?
That was just as much of a ghost as Matt Breida was in the entire game. That's what he did. Nothing.
No, what? That's not you're true. False, sir. Nope. You're talking about Tevin Coleman. That's why this is the hangover episode.
Both of them. Both of them were trash.
Okay, trash. That's a bit much.
Okay, they got less than 10. To me, less than 10 is trash.
No, I had Matt Breida and he got me exactly 10.
Okay.
So he's recyclable, okay? He's not trash. Reduce, reuse, recycle. You just keep reusing Matt Breida. Got me 10 points. So he had 15 carries, 78 yards. No touchdowns, though, but he did have 2 catches and 14 yards on those receptions. Now, the guy who was the absolute MVP of this game was Jimmy Handsome. During the game and after the game, you guys see him with Aaron Andrews?
Yeah, he was, baby.
Did you see
him? After the game was much better than the actual game. Him with Aaron Andrews was much better.
You guys see that on Wikipedia, someone already changed his spouse to Aaron Andrews? Or changed Aaron Andrews' spouse to Jimmy G?
Yeah, and they changed it for a different year. They put it for like 2 years ago.
Yeah,
it was like 2017.
You got to make it believable.
Okay. I think
internet, you guys win.
Yeah, she started shaking and like ran away. She didn't know what to do.
I don't think that's what actually happened. But that sounds decent. Sounds decent. The Jimmy G, man, he went 28 of 37, over 300 yards. Like, he actually looked like the quarterback that the Niners traded for once upon a time. He had 4 touchdowns on the day. Emmanuel Sanders has been really good since going over to the Niners. Like, Emmanuel Sanders has been freed. Dude. He's been freed. 7 catches on 9 targets, 112 yards and a touchdown. A lot of that's because he already kind of knew this offense going into it, but holy crap, he's been really good.
Yeah, that wasn't even fair though. Like, Jimmy G would just throw the ball in the air and somehow it'd end up in his hands. He wouldn't even, like, Sanders wouldn't even turn around to look at the ball. He'd just like...
Yeah, it's the timing. He just beautiful. He knows. He knows when his guy's going to be open. Pablo, your boy, tasting the rainbow.
George
Kittle. There you go. Oh, yeah.
I'm really hyped about George Kittle. So... I've got him, obviously, in a league, and he...
You don't sound hype.
I think you have him in every league you own with your other 17 tight ends.
Yes, so I shifted strategies this season, and I've become a tight end collector, and it's bared fruit sometimes. After the season's over, hopefully I'll be able to say it was a good idea. We'll see. But yeah, George Kittle had himself a game, and he didn't even play for a lot of the second. Oh, he did play, but he didn't do much the second half. And he's still bald. So I'm excited. Jimmy G's going. Kittle's going. And
You think this keeps going with Jimmy G, Sanders, Kittle? Like, do you think that offense has finally found its rhythm passing the ball? Because they've just been defense and running.
So I thought that Sanders coming in was going to take away opportunity. I think it's done the opposite. I think now, you know, these guys are firing on all cylinders. And you know what? Even if they have a tough matchup, you know Kittle's going to eat. And it looks like Sanders will too.
You can tell that Denton's still messed up from last night because he's just there nodding along like people listening can see him.
Pablo, your take was amazing. I just want to let you know that.
Oh, well, I think hitting analysis. You talking about the running backs being trash earlier was amazing too.
As much as Alfredo likes Matt Breida, he knows that 10 points is mediocre.
Denton, keep your hand on top of the table so that Alfredo doesn't think we're...
Anyways, on the other end of that, Kyler Murray was just, man, he's okay. Threw two touchdowns, 241 yards. Andy Isabella had himself a nice catch for, 88 yards? Nice catch and run. I mean, a lot of that came from that. Christian Kirk and Larry Fitzgerald combined for 6 catches on 9 targets, 46 yards. But the MVP for this game, not the game, but maybe for the Cardinals, was Kenyon Drake. Denton, you had him already on your roster, just upsetting a lot of us. The dude balled out, 15 carries, 110 yards, a touchdown, 4 catches, 52 yards, just numbers on top of numbers on top of numbers. It was really depressing.
Well, what I did is I listened to the Fantasy Football Tank podcast earlier, and I picked up Kenyon Drake because an amazing owner dropped him last week, and I picked him up. And he got me 28 points.
Wow. So you listened to this podcast?
And it worked.
You loser. we were talking about it. Kenyon Drake had a good game. Ryan Tannehill had some good games. Kenny Stills a few weeks ago was great. And then Pablo's like, isn't Dominican Sue on the Bucks? And I was like, yeah, their run defense is really good.
They're number one, right?
Minka Fitzpatrick had 2 picks against the Dolphins. Every single Dolphins player that has gone somewhere else is doing great. Laramie Tunsil's on the Texans, and their offense is just fantastic.
Yep.
So the Dolphins are number one again.
Yeah, Dolphins. Yeah,
there you go.
Collectively, the Dolphins are the best team in the league because they just scattered their players everywhere.
Love it.
The silver lining to this whole thing is that Adam Gase left us to go to join the Jets.
Oh, that was beautiful. Yep. Beautiful. And you saw they were trying to trade Le'Veon Bell. They were trying to trade Robbie Anderson. Yep. Oh, I can't wait for all that to blow up. But you know what? Right now, let's just do it early. Let's just do it early.
Shred it.
Shred it.
Shred it, bro.
All right, guys, our shred it of the week. These are the guys that we think are just going to be absolutely outstanding this week. The guys are going to be your top performers. Not maybe the obvious guys, but we think that they will be top performers at their position. First and foremost, I'm going to go with just the dude, man. Everyone loves this player. Gardner Minshew. It's really simple. Whoa. What was that? Oh. That was terrifying.
I liked it.
Hey, I mean, when you look at...
These microphones are sensitive.
Oh, whoops. I just got excited. It's Gardner Minshew.
Oh, I don't like it.
No.
I don't like it.
No, I still like it, Pablo.
All right, so getting back on track. Gardner Minshew, the Texans have given up 13 touchdowns to quarterbacks in the last 4 weeks. Gardner Minshew's coming off an awesome performance. He's averaging around 20 points per game as the starting quarterback. He's also got one of the easiest schedules going forward remaining for the season. Like, that's not something that counts for this week, but I think that Gardner Minshew, everyone's darling, everyone's sweetheart this year at quarterback, he is going to be probably a top 5 quarterback this week. That's my pick to shred it. Anyone, whenever you're ready, you know, just go for it.
All right. So
Dead Air works awesome on podcasts. It's great.
Great. So, So my shredded of the week is it's your boy Jalen Samuels. Jalen Samuels is gonna have a day. There's no James Conner.
A Sunday.
No James Conner, no Benny Snell. He's going to go wildcat formation, throw the ball to himself.
I don't think that counts for extra points.
You know what? He's going to score though. So.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, he's just going to get all the touches. If you remember the game he played where he was healthy before, when it was,
That was with James Conner.
Yes. He got 8 catches.
So I mean, now with no James Conner, no Benny Snell.
Oh man. Yeah. 8 catches, 8 throws, call it.
Did you say 50. 8 throws? I don't think that's accurate. 8 throws?
Passes, whatever.
8 passes, whatever. I don't think he actually had 8 passes.
No, he didn't have 8 passes. No,
so then you're a liar.
He's going to get 8 passes.
So no. Oh, okay.
Yeah. He's.
That's what happens when you don't listen.
How many picks? How many picks with the 8 passes? Is it 8 picks?
So really, though, he's going to get a bunch of catches. He's going to get a ton of rushes. He's definitely getting 20-plus touches. And he's got a great matchup, and he's by himself. So he's going to ball. Trust your boy, Jalen.
Trust your boy, Jalen.
All right, Pablo, I'm going to one-up you here. Danny Amendola. So check it out. The last 2 weeks, he had 8 targets. He caught all 8
targets.
8 targets. He caught
8.
8.
Oh, I thought you said 80 targets.
If he had 80, that'd be sick. He'd be everyone's shredded forever. So last 2 weeks, 8 targets every single game. He's going to get another 8. He's going to get a couple TDs against the Oakland Raiders. I love it. Yeah, call it. He's going to shred it.
Okay, so 8 targets for him.
Yes.
In this game.
A couple TDs.
And he's going to catch all those targets?
He's going to catch everything, just like he did the last couple weeks.
2 touchdowns for Danny Amendola.
Let's go.
Damn. Mark it. Write it down.
Start him on DFS. Start him on your league. I love Danny Amendola. Let's go.
You just did there, though. You brought up DFS. Denton, let's jump right into it. Let's go for it. I want to know, who is your guy this week in Daily Fantasy? The DFS dude of the week.
The dudes. Dude. Was that better than last week?
It was a little bit better.
You have to pause it. Get out of my dude. All right. DFS dude. I missed last week, so let me do it one more time. Dude.
Double dude.
That's right. Of the week will be Jonnu Smith, $3,800. Dala, pause FIU, the baby. F up. He is going to go insane baby. This week. Ryan Tannehill just throws the ball to the tight end all the time. Love the pick. Cheap pick. It's going to save you money.
You love the pick. You're making the pick.
Yeah, he's going to be great.
Sorry, keep going. Keep going. You're good.
Ryan Tannehill doesn't know who a wide receiver is. He's going to throw the tight end all day. He had great numbers the last couple of weeks. Start Jonnu Smith. Cheap value. Let's go.
Great value.
Jonnu. Nice. So after your DFS dude, sorry, I hate saying that. After DFS dude of the week, who is your dope DST?
Oof. You guys are going to hate me on this one, but the Miami Dolphins?
Oh, question mark?
$2,700 value against the New York Jets. I think it's going to be an ugly game. This might be the worst game of all time. This might be a 3-3 tie. It's going to be a really disgusting game, but you're going to start them because the Jets just don't have the firepower, and Adam Gase thinks he's a good coach, but he's not. It's going to be a 3-3 game.
The hard-hitting, and Adam Gase thinks he's a good coach, but he's not. All right, then your Bombo Combo Stack of the Week for DFS.
Bombo Combo.
Bombo Combo.
Bombo Combo.
Matthew Stafford. And Danny Amendola.
Ooh, he's got two Danny Amendola references. Just $12,000
value together. It's very cheap. And I really like them both this week against the Raiders. Let's go.
I'm sure you do. Awesome. Amendola. I'm glad you like it because you said it into a microphone.
Oh, yeah.
So I hope you like it.
You better be picking them everywhere.
Yeah, watch. When it comes out on Monday, you guys are going to be like, oh, Mark, nice pick on the Danny Amendola.
Oh, hey, Mark, nice pick. Why do you make us sound like that? All right, so before we get into our tank ranks here on the show, we're going to give you all your updates on injuries. Once again, this is as of Saturday morning, but you need to continue to check your injuries going into Sunday morning before the game. So your guys that are looking like they're trending towards being in, Josh Jacobs, Dede Westbrook, Jamison Crowder, Keenan Allen, Sterling Shepard, Eric Ebron, D-Jax, and Marquise Brown all looking like they're going to be in. The guys are going to be game time decisions here. Trey Carson, the running back for Detroit. Adam Thielen, Devontae Adams. We got to see how the rest of the week shapes up for them. But they, at least Thielen and Adams kind of seem like they are trending towards playing. Now, the guys who are most likely out for this week, T.Y. Hilton, not just out for this week, but looks like he's out for the foreseeable future. Pablo, that one kind of upset, like it hurt you.
Yeah. So T.Y.
You said questionable things in our chat when I told you that T.Y. was out.
When he went from being questionable.
Yeah.
Just straight up out. Apparently, he's going to be out for a few weeks is what they're saying. That's what's currently being.
Yeah, looking like 3 weeks, Frank Reich has said.
Yeah. So, you know, really bummed out about that.
And to continue on the Jalen Samuels train here, no James Conner, no Benny Snell. Samuels is going to be running. He's going to be catching. Woo! He's going to be throwing. He's apparently going to be Ric Flair screaming, just having a great day. Yeah, sure. Why not? Whatever. Jalen Samuels, just start him. Have full faith in your boy.
Yep. He's got that same, you know, BDE that Latavius Murray's got.
I'm not going to ask what that means. I'm not going to ask what that means. It's James Conner, Benny Snell both out for Pittsburgh. And we're looking at Pat Mahomes probably going to be out another week. Delaney Walker out. Will Fuller out. Chris Herndon out. Be careful with any Saints players. Pablo, you can't start Latavius Murray this week because the Saints are on a bye. So just a heads up.
I know.
Just letting you know.
It sucks. He would have been my guy again. He would have shredded
again for the rest of the season. He's gonna he's going to kill it. He's going to shred it at home. Shredding lettuce, shredding cheese.
All of it.
Any kind of condiments and toppings, he'll shred all of it. OJ Howard also going to be out for the Bucs. And then we're looking at the other news here, guys. We've got Josh Gordon getting dropped by the Patriots. He's dropped off the IR list, right? He appears to still be healthy. He's good to go, but he's been picked up now by Seattle. So we're trying to make sense of what that situation is. Seattle's got DK Metcalf, who he's been pretty serviceable. He's getting those end zone looks. And then Tyler Lockett, who's just been out of this world. So I can't imagine that, even though, you're excited to get a guy like Josh Gordon, but I don't see how the Seahawks are willing to stunt the growth of their players to thrust a guy like Josh Gordon in there, who's probably not part of their long-term plans.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Obviously, he's not a long-term plan, like you said. Josh Gordon, you've watched him play in New England, and he looks like a shell of his former self. He looks like Jimmy Graham out there. He looks like Antonio Gates last year. Like, he's just...
He looks like what DK Metcalf will be in like 10 years. Just big and buff, but not really doing much.
Yeah, a big, slow. He's not even fast anymore. He's not flash anymore. He's just a big target. So, Josh Gordon, you know, this is not news. You really shouldn't pick him up.
And then that brings us to our other story. The Lions are working out Jay Ajayi. They did not sign him, but we're going to see where that goes because, I mean, you okay? You sad? What's wrong? Talk to me.
Ty Johnson.
He was so bad.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you were touting him. You were so happy. You were handcuffed to him.
Yeah, well, honestly,
then, boom, Trey Carson.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. I mean, not even. Trey Carson's nothing special either.
No, I know, but the fact that Trey Carson was the one that was starting, Ty Johnson, he got the most carries. He got the most time on the field, but it didn't matter. Yeah. The fact that the Lions are going out of their way to work out Jay Ajayi is not a good sign for anyone. The Lions should have traded for Kenyon Drake.
Yeah.
Easy. That's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Should have traded for Kenyon Drake. They're in the hunt in their division. Matt Stafford's playing well. Now they just don't have a running game, and there's not really an option. Like, what are they going to get now? Like, Jay Ajayi is their best option at running back.
Yeah. It hurts to spend that much fab money on, Ty Johnson, and then
you should have listened to the podcast because I said not to start him.
Yeah, so and now I'm gonna drop him after spending a ton of money. Like the very next week, drop him. Like it's kind of, it hurts.
Does it? Yeah, it hurts. Are you crying? Did you cry?
Shut
Say
up.
You cried.
Shut up.
Say you cried.
Leave me alone.
All right, so let's get out to our tank ranks.
I'm going to win.
All right, Pop, so let's jump into our tank ranks. Looking at the quarterback position, I really love this guy this week. Matthew F. J. Bartholomew Stafford. I don't know if any of those are his actual middle names, but Matthew Stafford going up against Oakland this week is just an awesome matchup. Listen, the last 2 weeks, Oakland has given up 8 touchdowns to the quarterback. In the last 2 weeks, Stafford has thrown 7 touchdowns. By these calculations, Pablo, what does the math tell us?
Well, Stafford should be throwing 3.75 touchdowns this week.
Beep, 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 beep.
And
punched it into the calculator.
And since he's playing Oakland,
and
he should probably put a multiplier of, let's call it, 1.5. So that will put
you. So you're
you
saying
at,
he's going to throw like 9 touchdowns?
5.
I'm not good at math.
5 touchdowns.
You really? So 5. You think he's going to? Is that he'll probably be QB1 if he throws 5 touchdowns?
No, I think he'll definitely be top 3. Yeah, he's going to throw a bunch of touchdowns. I don't know what the
It goes along with what Mark was saying with Danny Amendola. Marvin Jones is going to have a big game. Kenny Galladay is going to have a big game, I think. And I don't think they have a choice. They can't run the ball. They're going up against a team who can't defend the pass. Matt Stafford's been good, and I think Stafford's going to light them up.
Yep, I'm with you. And our other good quarterback is Sam F. Darnold versus
a lot of
Miami.
Guys with the middle name F.
Yep, Sam F. Darnold. He's going to...
Francis.
Yeah.
I like that middle name. Yep, he looks like a Samuel Francis Darnold.
Yeah, so Sam Darnold playing the Dolphins. You know what happens against the Dolphins.
Happens, Pablo?
Everybody balls.
They ball. Oh, okay. Yes. I wasn't sure.
Yeah. Everyone.
They ball, they eat.
Everyone. They ball, they eat, they score, they run, they pass, they all of it.
Oh, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
They kick. Anyway, so he's playing the Dolphins. This is going to be a new beginning for Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold is going to, you know, he's just going to surprise everyone, even though he shouldn't because he's playing the Dolphins.
You're so hot takey. I love
it. Yeah, this is it. Now everyone's going to be scrambling to add Sam Darnold because his schedule moving forward is just, it's literally a cakewalk. He does
have one of the top 3 easiest remaining strength of schedules among quarterbacks. So going in from weeks 9 through 17 here in the season, Sam Darnold has top 3, bottom 3 of easiest schedules. Okay, Sam Darnold, he's obviously this week he's got Miami. And he should be killing it this week against Miami. It's going to be a matter of if he can stay healthy, if they can get Robbie Anderson involved, keep getting Le'Veon Bell involved.
Yep.
That's going to be the big thing for Sam Darnold going forward.
Yep. And they've got Herndon coming back soon.
Herndon.
Yes. And listen to this schedule.
I'm listening.
After Miami, it's the New York Giants.
Giants.
The Redskins.
Redskins.
Oakland.
Oakland.
Cincinnati. Miami.
Oof.
Yeah, and we're already in the playoffs now.
That's you got 5 easy, easy peasy, squeezy teams.
Yeah,
that's a great looking lineup coming up for Sam Darnold.
Yeah, Sam Darnold's going to take you to the playoffs.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, it sounds crazy.
I gotta go wash my hands.
Like I said, new beginning for Sam Darnold.
Okay, moving on from the good to the bad. I am going full on hot take mode. Pablo, I'm going to trigger so many people with this. So many people. I think Lamar Jackson is going to be an abomination this week. Pablo, I'm going out and saying Lamar Jackson is going to have single-digit fantasy production this week versus the Patriots.
You're crazy.
Yes.
Crazy.
Yes, it's going to happen. So crazy, it just might work.
It could work, but I doubt it. I mean, this guy runs the ball. He's going to get, you know, this sounds crazy, triple-digit passing yards, right? Like, he'll get at least 100 passing yards. You know, that's 4 points.
Not bad for a running back.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, I said it.
Exactly.
Listen, I'm notorious among our friends as a Lamar Jackson hater. I have been for a while. Said it when he was drafted. I said it last year. And I am continuing to progress down the Lamar Jackson hate train. Okay, listen. Lamar Jackson has thrown a whopping total of 1 passing touchdowns in his last 3 games. That, to me, is not the success in the air that you're looking for from a quarterback. But you say, yeah, maybe he'll get his production on the ground. Listen, they are going up against, I don't know if you've seen the New England Patriots this year. They have been outstanding. Outstanding. So what the Patriots do is they go and they take away the offense's best player. Now, when the offense's best player is the quarterback, they find a way to give that quarterback fits. So not only are they going to be rushing the passer really well, But I think that Bill Belichick, one of the greatest defensive minds that football has ever seen, maybe he is the best, is going to be able to contain a running quarterback. This isn't the first time that a running quarterback has gone up against the Patriots. So yeah, Lamar Jackson, he may still run for 50, 60 yards, and he may throw for around 100 yards. Where I think he gets the problem is going to be the turnovers. The Patriots are averaging over 2 interceptions per game, averaging nearly 4 sacks per game, nearly a fumble recovery and a touchdown per game, and entire teams score 5 points on average per game against the Patriots.
Crazy.
I don't care what Lamar Jackson did in week 1 versus the Dolphins. This is a very different team. This is the Patriots, and it doesn't hurt that I have the Patriots defense on my roster, but I think Lamar Jackson is going to be exposed today.
Yep.
For what he really is. Like, no, he's not a bad football player. He's not your traditional quarterback, but I don't think he's going to be able to put up the numbers that he has against the Dolphins versus this Patriot team.
Yeah, I'm with you. The one decent...
You just said I was crazy.
No. Hold on. I think you're crazy to think he's going to score single digits. I think he's going to have a horrible game too, but not
9.9 points in decimals.
Over under. Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Bomber bet.
I'll take that all
Bomber
day.
Bomber bet right now.
Deal.
Yes. So if Lamar Jackson scores less than 10 points, I'm winning this bet.
Yes, you are.
All right. And if he scores anything double digits,
done.
You win.
Done.
All right. We'd shake hands, but the table's too far.
Yep.
All right. Perfect. Settled. All right, guys. Moving on over here to our running backs. Guys with some great matchups that we think you should be playing. Josh Jacobs, Jingleheimer Schmidt. I love him. Pablo, you're going to lose that bet.
Yeah, I think
you're going to lose that bet, sir. Yeah,
it's trending in that direction. I'm banking on an injury.
By the way, our bet is Josh Jacobs averaging 12 points per game in a PPR format. And right now, he's currently averaging 14 points per game.
Yeah.
A little bit more than 14 points per game in a PPR format. And he's going up against Detroit, who is 31st against the running back.
Yep.
I'm relishing this moment.
And the worst part is his rest of season schedule is beautiful. So
Josh Jacobs has the easiest schedule remaining for any starting running back in fantasy football.
Damn.
On top of that, you see other guys in that list. Le'Veon Bell with the second easiest. David Montgomery, the third easiest. And then my other guy, Dalvin Cook, with the fourth easiest schedule for all running backs going forward here. That is something to consider here, guys. Yes, fantasy football is week to week. But at this point in the season, you're looking towards those playoffs. You're looking at how am I going to win that ship? How am I going to get the trophy?
Yep.
I mean, it's not like you're going to be able to make a go trade for Dalvin Cook, but if you have him... Don't let him go. If you have Josh Jacobs, don't let him go. If you can make a trade for any of these guys, go for it. If you can pick up a David Montgomery off waivers or make a buy low trade for him or Le'Veon or something, do it.
Speaking of trades, watch for your trade deadline because in our league,
I didn't even realize it.
I was teeing up a tight end to trade. I was getting ready and somebody surprised me with that. So pay attention, guys, because your time might be running out.
It might have already passed or coming up real soon.
Right.
But we're getting to that time in the year where it's kind of make or break for your team. Now, the other guys that have really good matchups this week, Derrick Henry going up against Carolina, who's 26th against the running back. I fully expect Derrick Henry to bounce back after last week's game. And the most overused narrative in all of sports is the revenge game.
Ooh.
Spooky. Jordan Howard, revenge game versus the Bears, who have been surprisingly bad at stopping the run. The Eagles, listen, they can't pass, and they've just looked awful. I don't care that DeSean Jackson is back. Carson Wentz has to prove that he can throw the ball well and run that offense well. I think Jordan Howard is actually going to get some good production in this game. Now, looking at the bad matchups, some of these are pretty blatantly obvious. Chris Carson has a really tough matchup against the Bucs. I don't think you can bench him, but that's really tough. Remember, the Bucs are allowing less than 60 yards per game to running backs. Derrick Henry had himself a bad week last week. And going up against the Buccaneers, who just let you throw all over them, I think this is going to be a very different game for the Seahawks. I think it's going to be more through the air than on the ground.
Yep, no, I'm with you. Next on our list, we got Mark Ingram versus the New England Patriots. We do not want to start anybody.
No Ravens. Zero Ravens starting this week. Dump them all. Well, don't dump them, but put them on your bench.
Yep, exactly. Nothing to say here. They're playing New England. Yep.
Move along. David Montgomery, even though he's got a nice rest of season schedule, going up against the Eagles this week, who are sixth against the running back. Fletcher Cox, that whole defensive line, just does a really good job against opposing running backs. LeSean McCoy is another guy going up against Minnesota. You don't know how the carries are going to work out in KC. Matt Moore is there. And just Minnesota's defense does a good job of stopping that run.
But for our running backs, I've got some sleepers for you. And it's...
Tell me, who are they?
We've got...
Who have we been sleeping on?
We've got a couple old guys here.
Old guys?
Yep.
Maybe the old guys are sleepy.
Yep, but hey, they're reliable. We've got AP, who's been...
but hey, they're alive. We've got, not quite dead.
Exactly. We've got AP. He's been getting his volume, and Geis is not quite back yet.
Geis. So, it's pronounced Geis.
Oh, it's not juice.
No, it's Geis.
Okay, Geis. Is it really?
No, man, it's Geis.
Oh. I was like, what? Yeah, so AP, he'll get his touches, and you know, he might just give you a touchdown or two. And Frank Gore, you know, he's still there. Gotta love Frank Gore, man. He is an example of just longevity and youth. He's
an example of youth. You just said the old guy is an example of youth.
That's I forgot where I was going with that.
I think we've taken this as far as we can. Moving on to the wide receivers, there's some guys with some beautiful, beautiful, easy matchups. I mean, outside of your top guys that you're looking at, DJ Chark is a guy that I normally we don't bring up our top fives, but DJ Chark, even though he's in my top five this week, going up against Houston, I think one more time.
Do.
That was beautiful. That was cute. I liked it.
Thanks.
Thanks. I couldn't do it for myself, so I needed you to jump in. But DJ Chark going up against Houston, they are 32nd against the wide receivers in fantasy. And we don't know if D.D. Westbrook is playing. Even if he is, I don't know that his production is going to be that big. Listen, DJ Chark is going to pair nicely with my shredder of the week, Gardner Minshew, going up against this Texans defense that is just, frankly, they can't stop the pass. There's going to be a lot of points in this game, and I think the Jags are going to have to keep up. The only way you do that is baby Chark. Now, our next guys here, we got a few combos. Wait, did I say combos? Yes, combos. Not bombos, but combos. Kenny Golladay and Marvin Jones going up against Oakland, easy. Play them both. Tyler Lockett and DK Metcalf going up against the Bucs, easy. Play them both. Allen Robinson going up against the Eagles. The Eagles secondary is just, it's literally four or five trash cans being placed out on the field. It's an abomination. Now, listen, Allen Robinson has kind of proven that even with a bad Mitch Trubisky, even with good defense, he's going to get his targets. Allen Robinson should be an easy start going forward.
Next up, we got Tyrell Williams versus Detroit. They're 23rd against the receivers. You've got Tyrell, who has not gone a game without scoring a touchdown. Well, he's been hurt, but when he's not hurt
but
and
he's
in
plays,
the game,
he's gotten a touchdown every single game.
And even when he's hurt and he plays, he still gets a touchdown. So Tyrell is a lock. If you got him, you start him.
Absolutely. I mean, it's an easy one to kind of play this week. Now, there's a lot of bad matchups. You've got Cortland Sutton. I don't know. I don't care what the matchup is, but his new quarterback, Brandon Allen, we don't know if he's going to be any good. You didn't think it could get worse than Flacco, but it might. So I'm taking this week off from Cortland Sutton. We're on a break. He and I. Same thing, Terry McLaurin. I can't trust him with Dwayne Trashkins in there. The Cleveland Browns receivers, OBJ. Yes, I said it. I said it. OBJ can be benched this week. I don't care who I'm upsetting. I'm going to trigger a lot of people saying that you can bench Lamar Jackson, you can bench OBJ, but listen, he is going up against Chris Harris, okay? Chris Harris is a phenomenal corner for the Denver Broncos. Okay, he's going to be shadowed by him. Chris Harris is only allowing 2.3 catches per game to wide receivers, and he's only allowed one touchdown all season. If there's a guy who can break that, it's OBJ. I just don't think it's happening this week, especially with the way Baker Mayfield's been playing. It's just all around bad.
So, just to follow up on that, I mean, I still think OBJ is, you know, startable, maybe flex. But, like, if you have, for example,
Not this week.
If you've got OBJ, Sterling Shepard, Corey Davis, Kenny Stills to choose from, are you still benching OBJ over one of those guys?
I would think about it a lot longer than I'd imagine. I would actually sit there and try to figure out who's my best play. That's scary to say that. Like, I would play Devontae Parker over OBJ this week.
Wow.
And I never thought that I would say that in fantasy football.
Yeah.
It's very close for me. I might play Corey Davis over OBJ this week. Oh, I know it's crazy. It's crazy. And in fantasy, you start your studs. But this week is bad for him. He has been very mediocre all season.
Not his fault.
Okay, sure. I mean, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
No, you're right.
There's no participation trophies for this. Like, if it's not his fault, it doesn't matter. Like, he's still playing bad. He's going up against the Denver Broncos, going up against Chris Harris. I just see it as an awful, awful matchup for him. Okay. Now, the other guys I just wouldn't touch, Marquise Brown, like I said, stay away from all Ravens. And then Alshon Jeffrey. I have zero faith with him and that Eagles team going forward unless it is proven otherwise. I don't think that means that you can drop Alshon. I don't think that means that you give up on him entirely, but hold him on your bench. See how the rest of the season plays out. Maybe the offense just needs D-Jax back. Maybe it just needs DeSean Jackson to open up the field and things start to change. But as of the way it's going now, Alshon Jeffrey is not a viable starting option any week.
Yep, I'm with you. And guess what?
What?
I've got some more sleepers for you.
Ooh, sleepers, yay!
So my favorite is Robbie Anderson playing against Miami, 24th against
receivers. Robert F. Anderson.
That's right, Robbie F. Anderson.
No, Robert.
Robert.
Oh, Robert. Roberto.
Yeah, he's playing against Miami. Easy start. I'm starting him in a few places. That's first. Secondly, on the other side of the ball, we've got Devontae Parker versus the Jets. Another sleeper. As Fredo mentioned earlier, he'd start him over OBJ. And then third, we've got Corey Davis, which I hate. I hate to ever say.
I don't like him either. But the way things are trending right now, listen, Tannehill's been decent. He's been pretty good. It's weird. Yeah,
he was great last week.
Yeah.
Corey Davis did nothing.
He was sick. Okay, Corey Davis was sick. No, and it's a real thing. Like, he had an illness leading up to the game so that, you know, you don't know how that affects the guy going into the game. He probably can't get his separation from the corners. But listen, you got to think he's going to continue to get targets because he got his targets last week. The volume is there. Now it's a matter of him making the best with it.
Yep.
So going up against Carolina, I think it's a good matchup. The tight end is a wasteland. So we're going to make it really simple. If you have someone, go into whatever your app is. Look at what the projected points are. If that person is in your top 12, start him. It's that simple. Tight end is a wasteland. Right now, Waller and Hunter Henry are my two top tight ends for the week. The only guy, and I mean, if you have him, I guess you have to start him. But Mark Andrews, I'm very, very weary of going up against New England. I just think, as I said, Lamar Jackson, I think, is good. Lamar Trashkson?
Sheesh. No, that's reserved for Dwayne
Trashkins.
Trashkins.
Oh.
Dwayne Trashkins, Dwayne Trashkins, all the Dwaynes. Yeah.
All the trash.
Lamar Jackson is not trash.
No, but I think this week he will be. I think it's going to be rough. That's why I'm saying bench all the Ravens. All the Ravens this week should be benched. Now, Pablo, we were just talking about our trash. Beautiful, beautiful segue. Let's get into our waste management. Who you got for me this week?
All right. So I feel so good to talk about how much trash.
It's going to be therapeutic for you.
Oh, my God. If I hear another podcast talk about how Ronald Jones should be added from waivers, I don't know what I'm going to do because he is the definition of trash.
Ronald Jones has been bad. He was bad in college. So any of you who like the NFL draft, he was bad at USC, okay? He wasn't taken in the first round because he was not good. He doesn't have elite speed. He doesn't have elite hands. He doesn't pass block well. And now with the Bucs, he's had every opportunity to do well in Bruce Arians' system that worked so awesomely for David Johnson. He's not that guy. He's not. And I hate it that you see these articles and these podcasts and all the rankings. Go pick up Ronald Jones.
Number one waiver ad, Ronald Jones.
Like, stop. He's not. He's not good. He's not. That's another team that could have used Kenyon Drake.
Yeah, I'm considering renaming our segment from Waste Management to the Ronald Jones Waste Management.
Ooh, and that sounded like it was in, like, memoriam. I don't know.
Yeah, man, Ronald Jones.
We'll be hearing from his people soon, please, his representatives.
You guys have had all half a season to pick up a running back who can give you what Ronald Jones.
So many other running backs out there that could be better. You know, so many.
The APs, the Frank Gores.
Mark Walton, Jamal Williams, Carlos Hyde, like anybody.
Yeah, please, guys, do not pick up Ronald Jones. It's a complete waste of time.
If you have Ronald Jones starting on your team, you're probably just not good at fantasy football anyways. Okay, I'm sorry. I might have alienated a few listeners. If you have him starting in your roster, you lost this season anyways. Just start looking at something else.
Yeah. So anyway, I mean, I'm not that mean.
I'm that mean.
Yeah, but anyway, Ronald Jones, please stay away. This is it's ridiculous. Next guy on the list, Marquise Brown. He is now trash.
Pronounced Marquise.
Marquise.
No, I'm kidding. It's Marquise.
Marquise Brown.
I like that I can just do this to you.
Hey, I mean, you never know. I'm not a pronunciation connoisseur, so I don't know for sure. But anyway, Marquise Brown, he's been hurt for quite a while. He never really did very well, except for weeks 1 and 2 where he played Miami and Arizona. Besides that, he was barely a flex. So Marquise Brown, do not trust him. Obviously, he's playing New England, so you're not playing him now. And
don't trust him as a fantasy option.
Right.
You could probably trust him as a person. We don't know him well enough.
Yeah. I could trust him.
Seems like a nice guy.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I have no idea. Anyway, the point is, for fantasy, Marquise Brown, even when he is healthy, you still won't trust him. He's trash. He is droppable. If you can trade him, please do. Last guy on the list, Auden Tate.
It's pronounced Auden.
No, it's not. Auden Tate is, he's been the guy who's been taking the place of, who was it? We had Tyler Boyd and somebody else. Who was that somebody else?
Oh, man, it was that receiver, the one that gets hurt all the time.
Who cares? He plays for the Bengals. Anyway.
AJ Green.
Yeah, so we've got AJ Green coming back. And
for those of you listening, we didn't actually forget who AJ Green is.
No,
we're that good of actors, though. We got you.
Gotcha. So Auden Tate, he hasn't really, I mean, he's gotten a ton of volume, a ton of targets, and he's actually looked decent on the field. I'll give it to him. But AJ Green's coming back. He is droppable. That's it for waste management for this week. I've got plenty of trash coming
trash
this
man.
Week. So, yeah, man, I can't wait to tell you more.
Pablo's kind of like Oscar the Grouch. Like, he just sits there in his little trash can at home. Just sits there in his trash can. I love trash. I don't know if that's how the song goes, but it seems good. All right, so we're moving on here. We got socially acceptable. This is the part of the podcast where you get to send in your fantasy football questions to us on Twitter or Instagram at the FF Tank. Now, Pablo, first question that we have here, and I think this is an easy answer, is Jalen Samuels a must-start this week? So warm up the vocal cords. I know you're excited for this one.
So, like I said 2 weeks ago and 3 weeks ago with my shredded of the week, Latavius Murray! Woo! All right, so Latavius Murray, he balled. And this week, I've already told you, my shredded of the week is Jalen F. Samuels. So, is he a must-start this week?
Esquire.
It goes without saying. He's certainly a must-start this week.
Yeah.
Because Pablo said so. So, he must-start Jalen Samuels.
He's stone-colded us.
All I need is a beer. I just need a shotgun of beer. Yeah, so please start Jalen Samuels.
Yeah.
I feel really good about it.
Absolutely. I would agree. Jalen Samuels is a must-start this week. He's probably a low-end RB1, high-end RB2, just based on opportunity alone. The next one here is a wide receiver conundrum somebody's having. John Brown or Michael Gallup?
That's rough. So the thing is that you never know what you're going to get with Dak. So Michael Gallup, you know, he had a hot start, and now the past few games he's been pretty bad. So you don't know what you're going to get. And John Brown is the total opposite. He's just been totally consistent from the beginning of the season till now. He's getting you 5 catches a game for I don't know how many games in a row, and prior to that he did even better. So I would much rather start John Brown just because I know that I'm going to get double-digit fantasy points.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Gallup, obviously, with more upside. So it kind of depends on, you know, your situation. If you know you're going to lose, or you know it's highly
you
likely
know you're going to lose.
Okay, not you know, but it's highly likely that you're going to lose. Then Michael Gallup may be the better play just because he's more of a boom bust guy.
Yeah, he's the high upside guy. If you're looking for someone, listen, if you want to be safe. And you know you just need a few points because you're more than likely to win this week. John Brown is your safe play. Because I don't think it's as easy as one or the other. But if you're looking for that higher ceiling guy, listen, Michael Gallup has that ability just to go off for multiple touchdowns. Going up against the Giants, who are 30th against wide receivers, I personally think that Michael Gallup might be the better play just because I don't think that his floor is that much lower than Brown's. But his ceiling, to me, is definitely a lot higher. Now, Pablo, we got our third and final question here. So, 3 receivers. You got to pick 2. Guess what?
What?
This is a very easy answer for this person.
Okay.
OBJ Terry McLaurin or T.Y. Hilton. I need to start two.
So T.Y.'s out?
Yeah, T.Y.'s out. So there's your answer. It's very simple. No T.Y. Hilton.
Yeah, but you'll probably get like 5 points combined between the other two guys you're going to start.
So. Yeah, I mean, those names sounded good about 5 weeks ago.
Yeah, man. Go check your waiver wire. Maybe Robbie Anderson's there. Maybe
Danny Amendola.
Yeah, a guy like that. Start them instead.
Yeah, that definitely seems like it would be the move to go with. Well, thank you guys for sending in your questions. Once again, you can always send us any of your questions, comments, concerns to @theFFTank on Instagram and Twitter. Please subscribe to the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and Google Podcasts, okay? Tell your friends about it. Give us a rating. Share the show, okay? We can't just keep having my mom and Pablo's girlfriend listening every single week. Now, for Mark Denton, Pablo, and myself, I'm Alfredo Brown. Until next week, we're out.